I'm so grateful for the invitation to be with you at this celebration. I always worry that your pastor isn't going to invite me back here because I committed a mortal sin. I put ketchup on a Chicago hot dog. But I'm from Pittsburgh, and we put Heinz ketchup on everything. That's part of the fabric of our life there. We had an incredibly brilliant first bishop in Pittsburgh, Michael O'Connor, and he was a very gifted with languages, very gifted theologian. He was a seminary professor. In fact, he just got to the point where he had, even after he was ordained, he discerned that the Lord was calling him to be a Jesuit. And just as he was preparing to enter the Society of Jesus, he gets word that the Holy Father had named him to be the first bishop of Pittsburgh. So he showed his wisdom by doing the only thing that would be proper in that situation. He went to Rome to talk to the Holy Father and tell him why he couldn't be a bishop. And he didn't prevail. The Holy Father said, you can be a Jesuit later in your life. We need you in Pittsburgh. We need you to put order as the first bishop of that diocese. We need you to put order to the church there. So Michael O'Connor, soon to be, was then really ordained in Rome by the Holy Father. And on his way back from Rome to Pittsburgh, and you can imagine this was the 1840s, he had to take the ship. And he did the second most brilliant thing, is that he went to Ireland and he spoke with Mother Catherine Macaulay, who was the foundress of the Sisters of Mercy, a very new order at that time. And he said, Sisters, I've been given this impossible task of going to Pittsburgh. Could you come with me to help take care of the poor? Would you be so kind as to open a hospital? Would you be so kind to come and to educate children? And his impassioned plea was based on the fact that it's that foundation that's offered to a child that gives that child the potential for a holy life, a life with Jesus that's going to lead to a life in heaven. That was how the Sisters of Mercy first came to the United States, as they accepted that invitation from the young Bishop O'Connor. And they really distinguished themselves as incredible educators, but always recognizing that just as you have to teach math and the sciences and reading, that you always have to really teach the virtues as well. You have to make sure that you're giving a firm foundation to those young students, so that when you trust them with a little, they learn to be responsible, so that one day as they grow, they can be trusted in the larger things as well. That's a little bit what we heard about in the gospel today. That indeed, we want to make sure that we're able to be trusted in those little things, that we develop virtue in steps, that we learn how it is that we can really respond to the life that Christ desires for us. My brothers and sisters, although it's never too late, it's a lot easier to learn virtue when you're a child than it is as an adult. How beautiful that for 70 years, the faithful of this parish have seen that to be a priority. And that you have recognized how important it is that you develop not only the minds, but also the conscience, the virtue of the young people in this parish. That you would sacrifice to make sure that you would have young people who would be trustworthy, who would grow up to be able to function beautifully in the world, who would have such well-developed gifts and talents, but would also be men and women of virtue. That they would always be choosing what's most important. Sisters of Mercy, who came from Ireland to Pittsburgh, came to the United States in that way, played a major role here, I understand. And as I listened to Molly speak about her experience here in the 50s, you must have been younger when you graduated from the school in those days. You you couldn't possibly be old enough to have graduated in that year. But the sisters really understood how important it was that you give our young people that foundation. And it was something that resonated in the parish. I suspect that's why the parish supported the sisters and supported the school. Now, 70 years later, we give God thanks for that gift that is Our Lady of Grace School. We give God thanks for that 70 years of education in virtue, of developing the mind, the heart, and the soul as well. We give God thanks for giving such powerful examples. How beautiful was that song that was sung before we began Mass about the cloud of witnesses? It speaks about how the cloud of witnesses call us to walk in grace, to live in grace, which is so appropriate here in this parish. We certainly have before us this image of Our Lady of Grace, who teaches us how it is that it's in those small things that we develop virtue. Imagine that day when the angel came to her and asked her such an incredible question. Would she be willing to say yes to being the mother of the Messiah? Mary had developed virtue over the years, taught by her parents, St. Anne and St. Joachim. I mention that in honor of Father Lundgren, who's one of the alumni of your school, who's now the pastor at Saints Anne and Joachim. But they taught Our Lady virtue, so that when the Lord would ask from her something major, that she would be prepared to say yes. My hope, my brothers and sisters, is that this school continues to form young minds to be able to say yes to the Lord as he asks them to be doctors and scientists and lawyers and priests and sisters, whatever, that the Lord, that they might be prepared in that formation of virtue to say yes to the Lord, and to do whatever it is that he's asking with that same virtue that they learned here. You have an incredible principal here and faculty as well. None of them wear the habits of the Sisters of Mercy. Sisters of Mercy don't wear those habits anymore either. Huh? But the sisters would be delighted, I think, to see how that legacy continues to grow. It's that legacy of Mother Catherine McCauley. It's that legacy of those early parishioners here at Our Lady of Grace who understood that priority of educating our young. The school continues to live up to that legacy, continues to produce a cloud of witnesses that will go into the world to be the Lord's hands, to be his lips, to be his feet, and bringing his mercy, bringing his love to the ends of the world. We form our young people to give them the foundation that they need so that they might go forth to do great things. We heard that from Peter Rye. He spoke about that foundation that he had received here that enabled him to go back to that and to address the challenges that all of us face in our lives. We give thanks for the presence of the school, for the commitment to the school, and for the way that we have been blessed, way in which this school has been blessed with that wonderful example of our God's great love and his mercy. We ask the Lord that we might continue to value that gift and to carry it forward into the future.